Tzuras Kippa. Kippa is a an archway. So if you have Kana Bikam, Kana Bikam, Kana Agabehim like this, a semicircle, so that's a Gemara that's not Chayiv in Mezuzah. Gemara says a lot of people have in their homes like that. They have the passageway from one room to the other is a Kippa. So the Gemara says it will be Chayiv in Mezuzah if on top there's a row of bricks that go straight. So you say Kana Mikan, Kana Mikan, and the Kana Agabeim is not the Kippa, but rather the bricks on top, and Afal Pishen and the Geya, even though the thing on top is not touching the two poles on either side. So in Hilchas, the Pashta says that it's the same din Tzuras HaPesach by Chiyuv Mezuzah, and Tzuras HaPesach by Shabbos, that Tzuras HaPesach constitutes a Mechitza. So you see from the Gemara, Alpi Pashtus, that if the Kana Agabeim is curved like that, it's not acceptable. The Pashtus is Wadinami. Let's say you have two poles and you have a string, and the string is sagging. So just like if it's arched like this, if it's a semicircle going up, it's not valid. It has to be straight. So if it's kafuf down, it's also not acceptable. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's Yud. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharat Tzion refers you to Mishkan Es Yankiv. Mishkan Es Yankiv is the one who make the whole tumul about sagging Tzuras HaPesachs. I think I must have mentioned Rav Soloveitchik said as a child he spent a lot of time with his other grandfather, his mother's father. And his father's father, he hardly, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the first years of his life, he hardly visited there at all because it was far away. And as a child, when he would go to Brisk to visit Rav Chaim, so his excitement would be on Friday morning, he would go to with the dayan, Reb Simcha Zelig, and they would go check the Erev, and they would tighten the strings, because the Mishkan Es Yankiv learned the Malojim. So they followed the Mishkan Es Yankiv's psak that a sagging Erev is no good, so they had to tighten the strings. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv mentioned the Hartzvi says that it is okay. That's problematic. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv gives quite a few reasons. So one explanation is that just like if it's Kemin Kippa, it's not acceptable, it has to be straight. So if it's sagging, it's also not acceptable. Then he has other reasons. He has another explanation that it's not Omed is Baruch Mitzuyah. If the wind will blow, if it's a tight string, so the wind will blow, the string will not shake. But if it's sagging, so the wind will blow, it's going to be going back and forth. And he has other reasons as well. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion refers to that Mishkan Es Yankiv. He gives you some of the reasons. What if the Kana on the side is not straight? Not talking about the Kana Agabeim, Kana on the side is tilted like this. So the Chazanish has a whole discussion about that. Other Paskin, what's the issue over there? That's the issue is based on the Gemara and Erev and Daf Yud Aleph. That the Gemara says that Pischi Shamoi, poorly constructed Tzuras HaPesach, are not acceptable. So the Chazanish has a lot of things that he considers Pischi Shamoi. We already mentioned the Chasam Sofer had a kula in Pressburg. They were afraid the goyim were going to rip down the poles at Tzuras HaPesach. So they made the poles starting from 10 feet above. If you have a goy who's 6 feet tall and he's going to stretch his hands up another 2 feet, he'll be able to reach till 8 feet. So they had the poles that were 10 tefachim tall began at the height of 10 feet above the ground. So the Mishnah, so the Chazon Ish said, that's ridiculous. Has to be down at Pischi Shamoi. Nobody makes a frame of a door like that. And the Chazon Ish said, even if it's within lovut to the ground, it's not acceptable. The classical poskim say, if the poles are lovut to the ground, it is good. Even Stipler writes, he's not even aware that his brother-in-law, the Chazon Ish, said that it's not acceptable. Shari Tshuva next to the Beheita writes, it's double pasha like that, that if the poles reach within 3 tefachim to the ground, that it's good. And the Chazon Ish says, no, it's no good. It's Pischi Shamoi. When the goyim construct the frame of a door, they don't use halachas of lovud. It has to be kiddi abdi inch. It has to be normal. So that's the issue over here also. If the pole on the side, the kana mikan, the kana mikan, are not straight, they're tilted. So the Chazon Ish has a lot of diagrams in the sefer, so he's not sure. Maybe it's not kiddi abdi inch. What if you have a kana okum? Okum.
Would you suggest that that's not agabeim if it goes like this? It's agabeim on the top, but it's not agabeim.
Could be. It's a question of... Could be. That's what the Mishkan Es Yankiv says. If you have a sagging pole, he says, also not agabem. If the whole thing is straight on top, then it's agabem. But the part that sags is lower than the height. So he says, also not al gabeim. Yeah, has to be kiddi avdi inchi. That's all because of pischei shamay. Al gabeim is also because pischei shamay. The Masham was Mekel, the Bismanazev, when Rabbi Grobart in Toronto originally made the Erev years ago, he was a Talmud of the Masham. He was from Galicia. So he corresponded with the Masham. So Masham is known as a very big Mekel, extremely big Mekel. The Darki Tshuva writes in the Hakdama, I'm going to quote the Masham all the time, but you have to take the Masham with not one grain of salt, but a whole pound of salt, because he's too much Mekel. He's very, very much Mekel. So he wrote to Rabbi Grobart, that the Bisman is there, you don't need al gabeim. Minatzad is also good because today they construct the Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad. So it hasn't yet been accepted. We still assume, like the Mishnah Brura, that has to be al gabeim. Minatzad is not acceptable. But as for Shaila, if it's diagonal, maybe it's not kiddi avdi inchi. A lot of times what you have is that one pole is taller than the other and the wire goes from one to the other. That's very crooked also. So is that acceptable? So the Prima Godim has a comment on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes a Chuvus Adolya Mizrahi, which the Prima Godim didn't have access to. So the Magen Avraham quotes, if one pole is much taller than the other, it's okay. He doesn't. So what do you mean? If one is much taller than the other, where's the string? The string is going like this. A crooked string is good. So the Prima Godim said, see, from that shul, a crooked string is good. And Rabbi Kevega quotes, then Rabbi Kevega says, but if it's very crooked, then it's pischei shamay because it's poorly constructed. So the truth of the matter, if you look, one of the boys, Rabbi Ron Eisenman, who is now rabbi in the big shul in Passaic, we were davening mincha across the street on the third floor in the Beis Medrash, and the shades were up in the middle of the day, so he was in the middle of Shmanes, he was looking out the window, middle of Chazor Sashatz. He saw the Erev across the street, that the Erev used to be just around the dormitory. And then after Rabban Soloveitchik passed away, they included the whole area. He didn't want the Erev. Rabban Soloveitchik didn't want the Erev to include the street, Amsterdam Avenue. So they just used to have around the dormitories. So at that time he was looking, so the Erev was crooked. So he was wondering, is that acceptable? So he looked it up and he wrote a whole essay in the Beis Yitzchak. So he says, truth of the matter is the Prima Godim made a mistake. He didn't have the Tshuvas of Rabbi Mizrahi. Rabbi Mizrahi is talking, the wire is not from the top of the tall pole to the top of the bottom pole. The wire is from the top of the tall pole to a building over here. It happens to pass directly above the shorter pole. So he's not talking at all that the wire is crooked. Maybe it's crooked and not acceptable at all. Rabbi Kevega says it shouldn't be too crooked. He goes along with the Prima Godim, crooked is good, but too crooked is not good. Maybe even if it's a little bit crooked, it's not acceptable. So that's questionable. If the wire on top is crooked, it's pischei shamay. So the question is, maybe if the ground below is crooked, it's also no good. Tzuras HaPesach means you have everything. You didn't put the door there, but it's a normal location where if you would have put a door, the door would have served as a mechitza. So the Achreidim have the following. You have four different cities. They're all on top of a mountain. So you put like this. So you put one pole on top of this city, one pole on top of this mountain. Put a wire from the top of this mountain, top of this mountain, top of this mountain to here. So everything in the middle is a Rishus HaYachid. What do you mean? But the karka is not straight. It's level, then it goes down, then it goes up, then it goes down, then it goes up. Everything. The karka on the bottom doesn't have to be straight. So one of the early Achrenim writes like this, that if you had the Tzuras HaPesach from the four mountaintops accomplished, that the whole area in the middle is considered a Rishus HaYochid, even though the ground level goes up and down and up and down. So the Malam Ben Lahoyle quotes this in the name of the Shalom Eshev, who quoted it from Menorah. But everybody relies on that. That's very questionable. It could be that that's also called the Pischei Shamay. People would not normally make the frame of a door like that. It could be that the floor has to be straight also, not just the Kana Gabeim have to be straight. He's dealing, what's the issue? What's the issue? So he's dealing with a shaila that people may think, of some kind of a Mara sign shaila, that people will think something, I forgot already, some kind of an issue on Mara sign. So he said, you don't have to worry about the Mara sign. But he's not talking about a crooked line. He's talking about some other issue. I forgot already what it was. And then when they made the Erev here around Manhattan, so the shaila was that you have bridges and tunnels that go into Manhattan. So the whole, fine, you have an Erev, but it's nifritz l'makom asalo. You can walk through the Lincoln Tunnel and you can walk over the George Washington Bridge without crossing any mechitza. So you made a mistake. If you're allowed to carry here, you may forget and carry over there, chutz l'Erev. So that's a din me'rabbanim. Whenever the Erev is nifritz l'makom asalo, you can't carry. So on top of the George Washington Bridge, they showed that the abitzur is ha-Pesach. So I asked the fellow who was driving the car, why did they build the bridge like this? He said, the bridge will fall apart if they wouldn't build it on top. You need that pole on the top to hold everything together. Not only do they need the floor on the bottom to hold it, they need the pole on top. So if the pole on top is necessary to hold it all together, that's called Achzuke Tikra. The Gemara says, in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara is talking about Chiyuv Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, in a certain city, the whole city had a Jewish population. We usually assume if roiv of the population is Jewish, you need let's say the city has a wall around it. The Shari Ayoris also need a mezuzah. We assume if roiv of the people are Jewish. That's the question. Maybe even if the mirut, let's say I live in an apartment building. So we don't have a mezuzah on the front door downstairs. Why not? It could even be that roiv of the people are Jewish. I don't know. So if you're afraid they're going to rip the mezuzah down and throw it out in the garbage, you're not allowed to put a mezuzah there. But you can put the mezuzah on the inside, not on the outside. The Shach writes that he lived in Vilna. The Goyim is to rip down the mezuzah, so they had to put the mezuzah on the inside of the door, not on the outside. It's a question of Achuri Hadalas, so sometimes we make on Achuri Hadalas. So the Gemara says, in the city, they had a wall around the city, and it had mezuzahs on the Shar Hoyer. So then the question was, there was one location where there was no mezuzah. They asked, why not? So they said, no, that Tzuris HaPesach was Lachzuke Tikra. That was in order to hold up the roof. So the Pasha Pshat, the Achrenim said, Pasha Pshat doesn't only have to hold up a roof. It's only the Mishkan Es Yankiv has. It's only called the Tzuris HaPesach if it's something separate. The frame of a door is separate from a structure. But if it's part of a big building, then it's not considered a Tzuris HaPesach, the Mimchuiv and Mezuzah. So the Shaila is, does that carry over, that requirement that is only called Tzuris HaPesach for Mezuzah, if it's Aymed Bifnei Atzma, not part of the bigger structure, does that carry over for Hilchas Shabbos? Or in Hilchas Shabbos, it doesn't bother us. So the Avnei Nezer quotes the Machlokes Achrenim about it. Pashto says that it does carry over, because the Gemara talks Al Gabeyem and the Kippo, the Gemara equates the two. The Gemara equates the definition of Tzuras HaPesach for Mezuzah. Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos are equated, so it should be the same over here. But it's a Machlokes Achrenim. Chazanish came up with a Chumrah, a Chiddush, that Achuri HaKoysel is no good. So a lot of people don't even read the herd. The herd in the wind. Achuri HaKoysel is no good. So they think that it means the same as Tech Rishu Sayochet. Tech Rishu Sayochet is a different thing. Let's say you have a bungalow colony, and the bungalows are all in a circle. So you want to make an Erev that everyone should be allowed to carry. So someone had an knife, I'll put a pole on top of this building, on top of this, on top of each bungalow, and put the wires on the poles. So the poskim say that that's not acceptable, because the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Tikkun Erevin, because the top of the bungalow is a Rishu Sayachid, the roof is also a Rishu Sayachid, the Mechitza Sarod Lad L'Rakia. So Tzuris HaPesach Tech Rishu Sayachid is not acceptable. Or let's say someone has, you have an Erev in the city, so you have to put the pole somewhere. So someone has a front lawn that has a fence around it. So that area is a Rishu Sayachid. He gives you permission to put a pole, or there's a tree there, so you want to use the tree. So he gives you permission to put the wire there. So if the pole is Tech Rishu Sayachid, so we assume that that's not acceptable. The Abnei Nezer explains why, because there's a concept of Siluk Mechitza. An area that's completely enclosed, that has already a Mechitza around it, is Mesuluk from the rest of the picture, and you can't put the Kana Terch Rishu Sayachid. Fine, so that's... The Pashto should have been the same if the wire, let's say the poles are not in the Rishu Sayachid, but the wire crosses over someone's front lawn. Should also be that it should be no good, because it's Mesuluk Mikan. So for some reason or another, the Chabetzelis HaShorayim was one of the major Galvatian Poskim. He was the Rav in Tarnopol. He was a great nephew of the Minchas Chinuch. He always quotes his great uncle, the Minchas Chinuch. His name was also Babad. So he writes, his father was Machma and everything. Father was known as a Machma, but on this he was always Mekel. That the wire, I remember, Mendel Zaks told us that. In Europe, the Poskim were Mekel. If the wire goes over, you should say, it's not a problem. But really, the way the Avdei Neis explained it, that if you put the Koneh Teach Rishut Sayochet, it's not acceptable because of the concept of Silich Mechitza, the area that's Mukha Mechitza, is Mesulich from the whole picture, then not only can you not have the Koneh Teach Rishut Sayochet, you shouldn't be able to have the Moir Teach Rishut Sayochet either. Pashtus should have been no good, should be not acceptable. So many people heard that the Chazon Ish said Achuri HaKoisel is no good, so they thought Achuri HaKoisel means inside the Mishus HaYachid. That's not what he's talking about, two different things. There's room to be Mekal on this and Machma on that. You can distinguish in two ways. Achuri HaKoisel means a different thing. Chazon Ish says that it's normal when you make a Tzuris HaPesach, the opening used to be from here to here, and the Kodim makes it an inch and a half narrower. It takes up part of the space. Let's say you have an area with three mechitzas, and you're not allowed to carry out neither four mechitzas. So you put a corner over here, and you have a wire right in front. That's called Achuri HaKaisel. The corner should be over here, and the inside should be Memayit and Yavir in between. But if you have it on the outside, the Chazon Ish, that's no good. That's not Tochim Shu Sayyotit. That's not Tochim Shu. It's also no good. That's what he tells. He brings rayas. He brings a raya that is not acceptable. So these are two different things. Achuri HaKoisel is a Chazon Ish's image like that. They have in the Orchas Rabbeinu, the Hapagos of the Stipulus, and they have the following picture. You have four Tzuris HaPesachs. Is this a Rishus HaYochid or not? So he says, based on the Chazon Ish, no. Because he wants this to be Rishus HaYochid. None of the four poles are contiguous to the area. They're all somewhere else, like over here. The pole is over here. It's not contiguous. It's not the Ma'at and the Avir. So the disciple has said, based on the Chazon Ish, this will not be considered a Rishus HaYochid. In Baltimore, Rabbi Heinemann made an Arab there, so he has a lot of kulas. One of his kulas is they have... He tells people, look at my Erev and you make an Erev. Like one of his quotes says, you have, due to the way it's constructed, the habitur is a Pesach that crosses over itself. There was no other way to make it. So the question is that acceptable? So if a Pesach crosses over itself, so if a Pesach is supposed to be considered a Mechitza, it's supposed to be impenetrable, how can you have a Tzuris HaPesach crossing over itself? I thought it wasn't acceptable. The brick wall doesn't make anything into Rishus HaMila nowhere. Oh, so that's a question. What if you have a Tzuris HaPesach means you have the frame of the door, and according to the Mishkan HaSyankev, he passes, you even need the hinges on it. Where Mekel, you don't need the hinges. And you don't have the hinges, you don't have the door, but if you would have put a door, then it would have been perfect, would have been Rishus HaMila. So many say it has to be in a location where it's normal to put a door. You can't put a door where there's a wall over there. How can you put a door? Well, that's you got to make a Tzuris HaPesach over the river. So which Meshuggah you can? No, it's not normal to put a door over a river. The boats are going to go. The people are going to go swimming there. It's not Shaykh. Well, that's you're going to have a Tzuris HaPesach on the side of a mountain. And the trees, and there's grass, so let's say I have a Tzuris HaPesach, and there's a building in the middle. There's a building over here, and I'm going to have a Tzuris HaPesach. So is that normal? So several of the Poskim say that that's not acceptable. Here, if you look, Ois Chof Ches, and Ois Chof Tes, that's what they're talking about. If you have Agabi HaMayim, the Chasam Sefer writes, Tzuris HaPesach, Agabi HaMayim is good. And many disagree with him. That's not Kide Abdi Inchi. And that's Tzuris HaPesach on the side of the mountain. No one would ever put a door there. It's not normal. So Rabbi Yossel Slutzker, number 104, Rabbi Yossel Slutzker was on the board of the Valojani Yeshiva. He was Rabbi Yosef Paimer. He was a Musmach from Valojan, and he was on the board. The board consisted of alumni who were Musmachim from the Yeshiva. They weren't wealthy. They were poor rabbis. And when there was an issue in the yeshiva, when there was a shaila whether Rav Chaim Soloveitchik deserved to be appointed Rosh Yeshiva, they came to the yeshiva and they said, say yeshiva, we're going to decide whether you're worthy to be Rosh Yeshiva. And that was the machloikas, the Talmidim had a machloikas who should be Rosh Yeshiva. whether the Beis HaLevi or the Netziv. So the board of directors came, they wrote the Rabbanim Chashu and Talmidei Chacham, and they were all involved, they knew how to learn. So this Rabbi Yossi Lutzker, he was known as a holy tzaddik. Everybody recognized him as a holy tzaddik. So he wrote tshuvas in the middle 1800s and wasn't printed till over 100 years later. Machon Yerushalayim finally printed it around 30, 40 years ago. So he has a tshuva about that. He says the Chasam Sofer is right. It's a Beferisha Yerushalmi. That it's a Rosh Pesach HaGabi HaMaim is good. The halacha is that Pischi Shamoy is not good if the Tzuras HaPesach is not constructed properly. But if the Arum and Arum, the rest of the thing is it's not normal to put a door there, that's not a problem. It's the same thing, Chof, Shari Tshuva next to the Behetim, the Hilchas Erevim, quotes a Tshuva's, I forgot the name, Beis Yaakov. Usually we don't paskin. We usually don't accept what this Beis Yaakov. Once in a long while we accept. Usually he always loses. So he has over here a chiddush. When you have a bungalow colony or a camp, you always have a tzuras ha-pesach touching another tzuras ha-pesach. Another one goes here, there. He said, that's not normal. Who makes door next door, door next door, door next door, door? You have a house and you have a door. We have door next door, door. You look across the street, you have around 10 doors in front of the building. A whole bunch of doors. By us, it is normal. By us, it is normal. But he tines, it's not, no, you don't have a door next door. Door is not acceptable. So the later poskim disagree. Tuv tamadas. Abshalom Kluger has a tshuva. He says he's wrong. Each tzuras ha-pesach is kiddi abdi yinshi. Oh, the whole picture is not normal. Who has a door next to a door next to a door? No one ever does that. That's an ishken taina. The fact that you have trees mopsik in the middle, you have water in the middle, and it's on the side of a mountain, which Meshugan is going to make a door, that doesn't matter. As long as the frame of the tzuras ha-pesach is kiddi abdi yinshi, it is acceptable. So that's what the that's what we are mekal on that. So the Tikkun Erevin is a sefer written, the page and a half written by the Nesivis. At the end of his sefer, Mekor Chaim, Hanuchas Pesach, he has one page that he calls Tikkun Erevin. Mishnah Berurah quotes it so much, you think as if it's a whole sefer, because in this page and a half, he just has every din as three quarters of a line, and he has another din, and he writes one din after the other. It doesn't give too much explanation. He has around 150 dinim there on the one page. So one of the dinim that he writes is that the tzuras ha-pesach terch v'shus ha-yochad is not acceptable, and he throws in two different explanations. So he says one, that it's not noticeable. It has to be nicker. So that's a question the later person, who says that you need a hecker? You need for, if you have a mavui that has three walls, and then you want to have a tikkun on the ruach revi'i, man, I tell you, you're already allowed to carry him. The rabban, you need a tikkun on the ruach revi'i, so you need to put a lechi or a korah. So a korah is mishum hecker. So Kor, you have to have hecker. So it's Lamala Masanama, the Shalta Bayana, so there isn't going to be any hecker unless it has some funny design on it and it draws attention as an Amaltero, so then people will notice the Kor, even though it's Lamala. Do you need a hecker for Tzuris HaPesach? So that's a question. Let's say you have a Tzuris HaPesach and the wire on top is Lamala Masanama. A lot of times they use a utility wire, an electric wire, a telephone wire that's very high up. Sometimes it would be the Malim Esam Rama. So that's the question, is that acceptable? So the Prima Gordon raised the question, and maybe you do need Hecker. Maybe you do need Hecker. That's a deal. So the simple reading of the Tikkun Erevin is that if you have Tzuras HaPesach Tochu Yishuv Seyachid, there's a lack of Hecker, because the people standing outside of the Yishuv Seyachid can't see. So the Avnei Nezer says, oh, if that's the reason why, then there's room to be mekel if the pole is 10 tefachim taller than the walls of the Rishus HaYochid. So then you can see it, even if you're standing outside of the chatzah, you can see it's protruding 10 tefachim above the highest wall of the chatzah. Maybe then it would be good. That's what the Avnei Nezer writes in the earlier tshuva. All the tshuvas have dates. It's a nice thing. Every tshuva has a date. And then Abdenezer backed out. So on the very next tshuva, there was a fellow from Kerem Yavne put out a sefer 50 years ago, how to make an Erev. I forgot his name. It's not available anymore. So I forgot. So he quotes the first tshuva of Abdenezer, that if the pole is tochu yishuv seyachid, but it protrudes 10 tefachim above the walls of the chotzer, so then there is hecker, it's so good. The problem is that every tshuva in Abdenezer has a date. The very next tshuva, he backed out. A year or two later, he backed out. He said, that's not the real reason for the chumrah of the Tikkun Erevin, that it lacks Hekka. The real reason was the second reason that he wrote, that Torah Rishus HaYachad is no good because of Siluk Mechitza. The area that's Mukav Mechitza is Mesuluk Mikan, so it's as if it's not on the globe. It's if it's not part of the picture. So you can't put the Kona Torah Rishus HaYachad. It's not only because of Hekka. The problem was that the Tikkun Erevin, when he said the second reason, he wrote basic command the Mal Yadamya. So the Avdei Nezer in the first Tshuva asked, we don't paskin basic command the Mal Yadamya. That's Rebbe's opinion about Klut, the Kemishuncha only applies in the Rishus HaYachad Mekura, doesn't apply in the Rishus HaRabim, doesn't apply in the Rishus HaYachad Sheinu Mekura, only applies in the Rishus basic command the Mal Yadamya. That concept, we don't accept La Halacha. So why did the Tikkun Erevin quote it? So then Avdei Nezer in the second Tshuva, he says, no, that's what he meant. He's using a Lashon Mushal from Rebbe. Basically, Gemara Malidam means that it's Mesulak Mikan. So that's why there was a Shaila, what if you have in Yud Zayin, there was a Machlokes between Rav Kook and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and the Har Tzvi quotes the whole thing. So he said, Rav Kook was Machmer, like the Tikkun Erevin, like the Nesiva said, not only Torah Rishus HaYachad is no good, let's say you have the Kone is on top of a Tel HaMislakeit. So the Tel HaMislakeit, if it reaches the, if it on top you have Dalar HaDalat Tvachim, and it reaches the elevation of 10 Tvachim within a distance of Dalar Amas, so then the top of the Tel has a status of Rishus HaYachad. So Rav Kook said that's Kone Torah Rishus HaYachad is not acceptable, it shouldn't be good. I say Pesach Frank said, no, the real reason for the Tikkun Erevin that there's no Hekker, and here there is Hekker, it's on top of a mountain, and it said there is Hekker. But the Pashtus I thought was that Rav Kook was right, that the real reason that Torah Rishus HaYachad is no good because of Siluk Mechitza. The OU always used to have a weekend at the Hamawek, all of Asholim, doesn't exist anymore. The whole building is doesn't exist anymore. So they always used to have on Memorial Day weekend, they used to have a weekend. So Rabbi Genak asked me, the OU is responsible for the kashrus, so they should check the Erev also to make sure that it's good. So I went around, and there were a couple of things that were questionable. So Rabbi Shimon Ida made the Erev. So there's one thing that he made that I didn't agree with him, so that they changed it, they fixed it. Okay. Then there was another thing. I said, Rabbi Ida made the Erev like this, and the guy thinks, Pinny David made, he thinks, no, when Rabbi Ida made the Erev, that pile, the Kone was in the middle of, on top of a Tel HaMislakeit. So I said, Rabbi, I'd make the Erev like that. He says, no. When they made a rifle range there, so they had to dig out earth, so they had to throw the earth somewhere. So the pole was there from before, so then they threw the earth around it. So now it turns out that the pole is on top of a Tel HaMislakeit. At the time that they made the Erev, originally it wasn't a Tel HaMislakeit. So I asked them if they could rearrange it. So I said, within 5 minutes, they figured out how to change the Erev, and they corrected it. So that's the issue, Yud Zayin. That Rav Kook was Machmer, on top of a Tel HaMislakeit is also Torah Rishus HaYachad, not acceptable. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank thought that the only reason for the Chumrah is that it lacks Heker, like the original Tshuva in Avdei Nezer. And over here, it's on top of a Tel HaMislakeit, it shouldn't be a problem. Yutches is a joke. One of the latest Svarim misquoted what it said in an earlier Sefer. That when you have, sometimes you have a building and the roof protrudes on top. Instead of going straight up, it goes straight up and then the roof protrudes. So they have a chumrah that you can't put the kone under the eave of the building. You can't put the kone under the roof. There used to be a Torah journal, there used to be two Torah journals in the old, there used to be Hapardes and Hamo'ar. So Hamor used to send everybody, Hamor is still in business. So the old editor of Hamor used to send Hamor to all the rabbis. No one subscribed. And then he would send you a bill. And if you didn't pay, then he would warn you, if you don't pay the bill, he's going to attack you in the next Hamor. So he sent to Rabbi Yakin, the story goes, he sent to Rabbi Yakin Kamenetsky. He wasn't interested in it. So he once came to him. He said, "You didn't pay." So he said, I didn't ask for the journal. So he said, "So give it back to me." So he said, "I threw it in the garbage." So he said, "But it has the return." He said, "I didn't open it. I didn't look. I don't know what it has." So he said, "I'm going to attack you in the next summer." So he said, "Attack me." So he attacked him. So he wrote, "There's a Rebbe in Torah Vadas, I'm not going to say who, Rabbi Yudkuf, who goes to camp Bor Shraga every summer. That's Torah V'das Kim, Bor Shraga. And he allows the Erev, and Or Shraga, the Erev is under the protrusion of the building. So the whole thing is a joke. One of the later Achrayim misunderstood what one of the earlier Achrayim said, and the whole thing is a misconception. Where does it come from? The earlier Achrayim said like this, there's a din of pitikur yarev isaisim. So we say, there's a machlokes is Rashi and Tosa, we may have discussed it already. So Tosa's opinion l'aloch is, you only say pitikur, we said if you have like a bus stop, if you have two walls at a right angle to each other, and then you have a tikra on top, like on the bus stops, so they don't want the people, the passengers who are waiting for the bus to get rained on, to get snowed on. They have two walls like this, and they have a roof on top. So then you say pitikra for the third and the fourth wall, and the area below is considered a b'shusha yachid, provided that the two walls go down within 3 tefachim to the ground. If the two walls that are there, the plastic walls don't go down with it, usually it does go down, I think, within 3 tefachim. It does go down. Then it's a mechitzat tluyos, and mechitzat tluyos is not acceptable. So that's a din of pitikra. So sometimes in the front of the building, the front of the building is sometimes not straight. So sometimes it's indented. So you'll have one wall like this, one wall like that, and then you have a tikra in front. So then if you say pitikra, you say some on the third and the fourth, then you can't put a pole under the tikra because it's tech rishu sayachid. Because you're not supposed to put a kana tech rishu sayachid. That was the chumra of the tikkun erevin. So some later sefer misunderstood what it said. So he thought you can never put the pole under a protrusion. Usually protrusions are, you have a building that's flat in the front. It's not indented. So you have a protrusion, so it's not. You don't say pitikra three times. The front of the wall is one mechitza. You're not going to say pitikra three times to say that the area below it. And even if you have the building is shaped like this and you have a tikra, and you say pitikra v'saisim, there used to be a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Weinfeld, Rabbi Avram Weinfeld, wrote very nice tshuvas, Lev Avram, very strong tshuvas. He has a son who was in Yerushalayim, used to have a yeshiva, Lev Avram, I think it closed down. Also a big Talmud Chacham. So the father wrote in his tshuvas, he's not so convinced about the first din, whether even the original din is correct. Maybe the halacha moshim, pitikra's halacha moshim, maybe the halacha moshim, pitikra was only nemra l'hokel, that you have a right to carry under the bus stop because you say pitikra for the third and the fourth walls. But to say lahachmir, that it has a din of Rishu Seyachar, so therefore a konatach Rishu Seyachar is no good, maybe because in Shulchan Aruch they have such an idea. Maybe lavad is only lahakal, not lahachmir. So maybe pitikra is also lahakal moshim sin. Maybe even the original din, that if you have two walls like this and you have a tikra, maybe even that's not the muhrach. But if you have no indentation, just have a front wall and a roof protruding, that for sure is a mistake. Rabbi Yankin Kamenetsky did not pay for the subscription, and he left when they attacked him. Rabbi Yudko from Torah Shraga, from Or Shraga, he left him. Yutas we discussed already. Chaf we discussed. Chaf Aleph is an issue. There's a Tosis in Erevin has a kasha, and they give a teretz on the kasha. So the Bechor Shor has a sefer on Erevin. The Tvor Shor on Yeruday wrote a sefer Bechor Shor on Gemara. So Bechor Shor, he has a kasha. Why didn't Tosis give a better answer? So he says, you see from the fact that Tosis didn't give my answer, the better answer, that it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because the din is, when you have a mavui with three mechitzas, so mid the Rabbanon, the first Mishnah in Erevin says you need a tikkun on the Ruach Revius, so you put either a kor on top, kor mishimek, or you put a lechi. A lechi is like this, standing up. So the din is the lechi has to be either within three tefachim, let's say here's the mavui with the three walls, so the lechi has to be either touching the wall here within three tefachim to the wall, or it should be over here within three tefachim to the wall. But if it's past three tefachim for the wall, then it's not acceptable. So the Chorsha came up with the chiddush. The Tosfos seems to, the fact that Tosfos didn't give his teretz, which is a better teretz than what they said, you see that din, that's by lechi, applies also to Akana Mikan, Akana Mikan. So as a Pesach, the both poles have to be within three tefachim to a wall. The Tikkun Erevin doesn't accept it. So the Tikkun Erevin says, one of the two poles has to be. It's not normal, because it has to be Kediyav D'Inshi, Pischa Shamo is not acceptable. So if you have a house, and then you have a door to go in. So you're going to have the frame of the door and the door of it. You're going to have an empty space to walk. You walk into the building to the right. So what are you going to accomplish by closing the door? going to lock the door, the Ganavim can walk into the right and to the left. So somehow he thought, the Nesivis and the Tikkun Eruv thought that it's enough. If one of the two poles is Tochim or Tvachim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, one of the two poles should be Tochim or Tvachim. To the wall, you don't need both should be Tochim or Tvachim. Truth of the matter, the Sfasemis says on that Tosis, the whole Kasha from the Bechor Shor in the first place, it was not a Kasha. Tosis gave an answer, so they included in the answer is what the Bechor Shor said. That's all Tosis' answer, that there is no such din. So the Sfasemis says there's no Hechra from the Tosis. So the Chazanish writes about this topic. Is it necessary that both of the poles, or at least one of the two poles, should be Tochim or Tvachim? So he proves from an often in a Gemara that the whole thing is wrong. I think we spoke about it. There's a Tosfos interprets the Gemara. There's a river over here, and then there's an area over here that has three mechitzas, and he didn't put a fourth mechitza. So not a lot of garret. You only have three mechitzas. So the Tosfos learns in the Gemara if you put it on the other side of the river. Put economy kan and economy kan and economy al gabe amatsuris a pesach. So if it's within eser amas, if it's a pirza yeser me yeser, so it's a pirza. If it's less than eser amas, oimid mubala poritz, this is 20 amas, and this is 9 amas missing. So this tsuris a pesach is good. Neither pole is touching the mechitza. It's 9 amas away. So he says if it's a favor shigmar, the way Tosfos learned, the whole thing is wrong. So there's big room to be made from. Chazanich was usually machman and everything. He says, enough in the Gemara, that neither pole has to be Tochim or Tvachim. The Abdenezer has a Chiddush. He invents a new Chiddush. I remember when we were together, we used to go to the YU bungalow colony. Rabbi Parnas used to go, and Rabbi Moshe Yagid was there, and Noach Goldstein, all of Hashanah, used to go to that bungalow colony. Rabbi Chalap, and Moshe Aryeh Schwartz and Professor, I forgot his name already, all YU people went. YU people went. So Rabbi Parnas insisted, because Rabbi Parnas used to be close to Rabbi Bick, Rabbi Moshe Bick. So Moshe Bick picked up this chumr from the Abdenezer. So he insisted when they made the Erev, you can't have any gaps at all. If you have a gap in the Erev less than three tefachim, say love it. But if you have a gap of more than three tefachim, you don't say love it. Love it is kesasim dami. You have a gap of more than three tefachim, and say oimed merub ala paritz. If you have oimed, you say rubik kekula. If oimed merub ala paritz, so it's good. So the Abdenezer has a tshuva in Chof Hei. He has a tshuva that number Chof Hei in the listing over here. Oimed merub ala paritz means you have a wall. But if you don't have a wall, you have a tzuris ha-pesach, that's not called oimed. It's a mechitza to be makif the yeri to make mishah. But it's not called Oymed with respect to Oymed movable apart. So Rabbi Parnas insisted, you have to be machma like Rabbi Bick, that you can't rely on Oymed movable parts of the Tzuras HaPesel. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Rashba and the Ritva, say beferish, that it's wrong. Say, so you have to be machma for the Abdenezer. Abdenezer didn't have all the Svarim. Didn't have the Rashba and the Ritva. So not mechuyiv. If the Mishanim say it's good, say not mechuyiv to be machma. Chav Beis is an issue that comes up halacha l'maisa. What if you have poles one next to the other, next to that? Each pole is within three tefachim to the other. You have like that, the areas like that. So you say, love it, love it, love it, love it. So everything is love it. So it's a kisasim dami. What if the poles are three, what if the poles are four tefachim away from each other, five tefachim away, but you have a bar on top? So everything is as the tzuris ha-pesel. Kana mikana, kana mikana. If it's 10 tefachim tall, you have a bar on top. So kana al-gabem, it's good. What if the bars are 3.5 tefachim apart from each other? So you can't say lavud because it's more than three tefachim. In order to be chayv mezuzah, you have to have kana mikana, kana mikana, kana al-gabem. You have to have the kana mikana, kana mikana should be 10 tefachim tall. And the kana, the space in between should be at least 4 tefachim. If you have less than 4 tefachim, so maybe a baby can walk through. But normal fat person, I can't walk through, even if you have 4 tefachim. A thinner person would be able to walk through if you have 4 tefachim. But if you have 3, they have it like that. Where was it? I think in Long Beach or something. I remember that was by the ocean somewhere. This is a story from 20 years ago. There was, I think, by the edge of the ocean, they have every corner is 3.5 tefachim away from the other one, and then there's a bar on top. So that's a big machloikis achreinim. The Chedina Rav has a tshuva sefer Dovim Meisharim. It's Galatiana style tshuvas, but he quotes a lot. He quotes a lot from earlier Achrayim. He quotes Machlekes the Maharil and other Achrayim. Do you say each two poles are not four tefachim away from each other? So that's not a tzuras ha-pesach. That's not a tzuras. None of them are tzuras ha-pesach. Or do you say no? So some Achrayim say it's not acceptable, and others say no. If there would have been four tefachim apart from each other, you would have tzuras ha-pesach next to tzuras ha-pesach. It would have been good. So the more you add, so the more you soysim it. So it should be better. You tell me because you added and here these the two poles were seven tefachim apart from each other, 3.5 in between one and the other, 3.5 in between one and the other. So between the first and the third is seven tefachim. So if you would have had only the first and the third and the fifth and the seventh, every other pole would have been a tzuras ha-pesach next to a tzuras ha-pesach next to a tzuras ha-pesach, and the gap in between would have been seven tefachim in between. So now because you put a pole in between, you have made more stimus. So all of a sudden it's no good, because the tzuras ha-pesach has to have a minimum of four tefachim in between, not mistaber. And the other achanim say, no, it is mistaber. It's neither here nor there. It's not lovely because there's more than three tefachim gap in between. It's not a tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach has to have four tefachim in between. So that's a big machlekes, early achanim. Early achanim. That's what the David Meisharim quotes. Tzuras ha-pesach, yes and yes, and the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. The Rambam had a, it's not in the Bavli. The Rambam had a girs in the Yerushalmi that we don't even have in the Yerushalmi. We don't have that girs. The Rambam had a girs in the Yerushalmi. In the Mishnah it says, B'feirush, the first Mishnah in Erevin says, that if the front of the mavui, here you have three walls in a mavui, so in Atari you're allowed to carry the Rabban, you need a tikkun on the rochavi. So you put either a lechi or a korah. So if you have a lechi or a korah, it's only good if the space in between is less than eserah. So if it's yes and yes, it doesn't help. So what if it's yes and yes, what do you do? It's a man. It says, make a tzuras ha-pesach and your problems are solved. So that's tzuras ha-pesach for yes and yes, it was good. So the Rambam has a girsan Yerushalmi, which we don't have. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah recommends that Bnei Torah should be machmir. So in Radin there was an Erev, but the Chavetz Chaim recommended that they shouldn't carry. In Brisk there was an Erev, and the Rav Chaim recommended you shouldn't carry. For the Balabatim, they could be mekel. And Yerushalayim also, I remember Rav Soloveitchik told us that Rav Herzog doesn't, that's what he told Rav Herzog, doesn't carry in the Erev in Yerushalayim because of this Rambam, because it's a yes and a yeser, you should be machmir, tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help. So, but what do you do with the Beferish and Mishnah? So the Rambam says, no, if you have three mechitzes, so the whole need for the tikkun and the ruch of it is only with the Rabbanah. So there we're mekel on tzuras ha-pesach, yes, yes. Or on the basic three mechitzes, if you have oimen merub ala parutz, but you just have a pirtze, yes, and a yeser, so there also we're mekel. Apparently the Rambam thinks oimen merub ala parutz is only a chumra with the Rabbanah. That's what we had. We mentioned a while ago that was a machlokes between the Mishkanes Yankiv and the Beis Ephraim. They had a correspondence back and forth, and the Mishkanes Yankiv has all the letters. So the Mishkanes Yankiv held that it's a psul deraisa. Pirtzi yesem eser, even though it's a mebun balapur, it's deraisa. And the Beis Ephraim held that it's only the Rabban. The Chazon Ish writes, it was mukubal by the poskim, like the Beis Ephraim, that pirtzi yesem eser is only the Rabban. So that, Rab Moshe also assumes like that. He spoke about the Siget, the Erev, he has all tshuva. He's Mekel, yes, I'm a yes, he thinks it's only a din with the Rabban. So in recent years, they published more kisviyad from Rishonim on Masechus Erevin, so they started the Tumah L'Chazon Ish. It was wrong, it's a machlokes of Rishonim. All right, it's a machlokes of Rishonim. Well, the Pirtzi, yes, and as the Reis of the Rabban, Chazon Ish says it was accepted by the post, and that it's only the Rabban. What's a bit? Just like the machlokes of Achreinim, it's a machlokes of Rishonim also. And at the, you have to take a stance, you're not mechuyav to be machman everything. So the Chazon Ish says the stand that was taken was that Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only with the Rabban. So the Rambam is mefurish like that. He says, on the Tikkun on the Roch Revit is only needed with the Rabban, and so Tzuras HaPesach Yesem Yeser is not a problem. Even on the three basic mechitzes that you need in order to be allowed to carry, if you have Oymed Merub Al Aparetz, the only problem is you have a Pirtzi Yesem Yeser. So he's mashma clearly, the whole issue of Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only with the Rabbanon. Like the Beis Ephraim, like the Chazon Ish said, the Hachroah was accepted like that. So Tzuras HaPesach, Yes and Yes, will be good. But let's say you have a front lawn. There are no walls at all. The whole thing is Yes and Yes. Everything is Yes and Yes. There is no Oymed Merub Al Aparetz at all. So then, according, you make an error around the whole city. So you're going to have Tzuras HaPesach, Yes and Yes. So the Rambam says, had the Girus in the Yerushalmi is not acceptable. We don't even have the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should be machmer for that. So Lubavitcher machmer for that, because Alter Rebbe is machmer in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So what they do is, every 9.5 hours, they'll put another pole. So you don't have any one source of Pesach that gets a miyaseh. So the Chazon Ish writes that it's wrong. He says there's an alternate tesis. You don't have to go so far, based on the base. You don't have to learn even those shurim where they go slowly. But based on the base, by the end of the year, they should reach based on the base. So there's a tesis based on the base. There's Beferish, that if the Sach HaKol, the sum total of the whole distance that you're covering with 25 source of Pesach, ends up to be SMESR. So if your SMESR is not acceptable, that's also not acceptable. It doesn't help that you make a poll every 9.5 amas. So that's the question. Do the Lubavitcher really accomplish anything by putting a poll every 9.5 amas? The Chazon Ish says that it's a joke. They don't accomplish anything. Taisa says Beferish. Taisa Beferish is the sum total of the whole distance that you're covering with the Tzuras HaPesachs is the SMESR. So if you're Machma for the Rambam, so that's not acceptable. Then Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Mikor Chaim, an original Chiddush. Remember in our bungalow colony, so Rabbi Chalap was making a suggestion. Why do you have to put up poles? Let's put the wire on top of the bungalow. On top of one bungalow, we'll treat the whole bungalow as the Kana Mikan. Who says the Kana has to be tall and thin? It could be fat and short. The bungalow is more than 10, 12 and tall. So put the string on top of one bungalow to the next bungalow, to the next bungalow. So that's what the Tikkun Erev writes. The Kana has to be something separate from a building. You don't use a building itself. So even what if you have a pole that Dalet Amos long, in the middle of nowhere, you have a wall that's Dalet Amos long or longer. So he says Dalet Amos long, even though it is called a building. That's called the building. So you can't count that for Kana Mikan. Kana Mikan has to be something separate from a building. It can't be a building itself. It has to be something separate from a building. A lot of times they have like that. You have a seawall. So you have a long fence. So the fence can, let's say, by the parking lot. By the parking lot here, right over here. So they have a pole and they have... Then they have crisscross, then they have another pole. You can't use a pole. You can't use one of those poles to make a tzuras HaPesach. You're going to put a string on top of the pole and to attach it across the street. That pole is part of a long fence. If you take down that pole, the whole fence is going to fall down. That pole is part of a structure that's longer than Dalet Amos long. So that's not called the Kana Mikan. That's called the structure. So that's not acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Tikkun Erev in the Tzuras HaPesach. That's Yosef Midalat Amos is considered a structure, and it doesn't count. Chavav is an issue that we just raised from before. Do you require heker by Tzuras HaPesach? If you have a korah, by mobile you can put a lechi or a korah. So if you have a korah, on the level of the Rashi, a korah doesn't mean anything. Tosfos says to Kasha, why don't you say Pitika Yerev Esosin? If you have a korah that goes across from the top of this building to the top of that building, so you have three mechitzas, why don't you say pitikra yervisos? So Tosfos says, because the korah is only a tefach wide. It's only called pitikra if it's a tikra agabi mokum. A tikra means a roof. A tikra has to be dalet tefachim wide. So the korah in the front is only 1.5 tefachim wide, one tefach wide. It's not dalet tefachim wide. And Rashi has a different sheet. The Rashi says, you only say pitikra yervisos if the tikra has a tefach thickness. Usually the korah does not have a tefach thickness. So some machmer, Rabbi Posen from Breuers, Dayan Posen was always machmer for that in the bungalow colonies, that you only say pitikra yervisosim if the tikra has a tefach thick. Okay, that's what Tosfos says according to Rashi, is what to be choshish for, what to be machmer about. So the question is, the Gemara says, if you have a korah, korah is mishum heker, if the korah happens to be there, you didn't put it up, l'shem heter tiltol, it is not acceptable. Lechi ha'imim me'elub is machloikas abai v'rava. Whether lechi ha'imim me'elub is good, whether you have to put it up the shame had to tiltal. That's a machloikas Rashi Abayin Atam. Is that from the Yal Kagam? Rashi holds that the lamed of Yal Kagam is lechi ha'imim me'elub. And Rabbein Atam says, no, it's me'eledo, it's not. So that's a shayla. But the shayla, what about Tzuras HaPesach ha'medes me'eledo? Like over here, they built, over there in Long Beach, they built this thing by the ocean. It's a fence It's probably on some elevated, I forgot already where it was there. I haven't been there in a long time. So, and they had, the poles were 3.5 tochim away from each other and had a bar on top. This case, that was the machlokes, whether it's acceptable for Tzuras HaPesach. But it was a meres meile. It wasn't put, the shame had to tilt. It was a put that the people are walking on the promenade there shouldn't fall over. They should have what to lean on. It wasn't put, the shame had to Shabbos. So that's a shaila. Does Tzuras HaPesach need heker? So the Pashta says you don't need heker. Pashta says Tzuras HaPesach is a real din derais. We said the Prima Gadim is the one who raised the issue. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. Tzuras HaPesach for Kilayim is beferish, that is Matar and Issa deraisa. If you plant grapes on this side and grain on the other side, you have a Tzuras HaPesach in between. So Peya Matar is beklaim. Peya is the Braisa used the Loshen Peya. Peyud Alefei. Peya means the Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach works on the level of deraisa to be Matar Klaim. Does the work on the level of deraisa for Shabbos? So that was the suffix of the Prima Gadim. Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz. The Chazon Ish said it's a joke. He said, it's good. The Gemara said, it's good to be Matik Lime, so it's good Menatar for Shabbos also. And the Galatian Achraim defended the Prima Gadim Sofik. Maybe by Kalim it's good Menatar, maybe by Shabbos only Midirabbanan. So if you order it's only Midirabbanan, then there's room to argue, maybe you need Heker. If Tzuras HaPesach works Menatar, why should in the world that you need Heker? On the assumption Tzuras HaPesach by Shabbos only Midirabbanan, maybe you need Heker, maybe a Meres Melech will be no good. So there's some Achraim on this topic. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach HaMeres Meileho is not acceptable. Is there any minimum thickness that the poles have to have? So there's no Gemara about it. The Gemara speaks, there's a Mishnah in the first Perek on Yudalar on the base. So the Mishnah talks about if you have a Mavid that has three walls and you want to make a Tikkun on the Ruach Revi, you say you put a Lechi. So how thick does the Lechi have to be? So the Mishnah says Kol Shehu. So the Gemara asks, the Kama Kol Shehu, a funny question. Kol Shehu is Kol Shehu. So the Gemara says, Kuchut HaSarbo. What's Chut HaSarbo? I remember when I was a little boy, I wore pajamas that had a string that went through on top, and they probably still make pajamas like that. I don't have pajamas like that now. So the thickness of the Chut HaSarbo, that string that goes through the pants, the trousers, and it holds it on top. So how thick is that? So Pasha Peshat Kol Shehu. So one of the Rishonim says no. The Mordechai quotes this. Mordechai quotes one of the Rishonim. No, the Gemara said Kama Kolsha means that the Mishnah is not to be taken literally. Kolsha has to be the thickness of Chutasa. How much is that? They say Ke Edzba, the thickness of an Edzba. The Chazon Ish holds that an Edzba is an inch. Most assume an Edzba is slightly less than an inch. Lozain an inch. So that's about Lechi. We're not talking about a Lechi for a Mavir. We're talking about a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Bechor Shor that we said before came up with the Ein Fal. Because Tesis didn't give the answer that he thought they should have given. So he brought a raya that Tesis is of the opinion that the economy can, for the purpose of Tzuras HaPesach, has to correspond to the rules and regulations of Alechi. That's why it has to be within 3 tefachim to the wall, because Alechi has to be within 3 tefachim. That's the Schwarzer from Broadway Maintenance, who make all the Eruvin. They think that they know Hilchos Eruvin better. I remember Rabbi Willig once introduced me to the Schwarzer. He said, this is one of the world's biggest experts in the Hilchos Eruvin. So the Schwarzer says, I beg your pardon, I'm the biggest expert. He makes Eruvin all over. So the Schwarzer call it the Lechi. The Balabatim call it the Lechi also. And the Gemara, it's never called the Lechi. Kadam, it's not called the Lechi. But the Bechor Shor came up with the Hishtik Otera. He said, the Kadam Mikan has to have the same rules as the Lechi. So if you put together all of these chumras, that the kana mikan has to be the same shurim as a lechi, and a lechi has to be koshahu, and the Gemara says kama koshahu chut hasarbo means ge'etzba, so you come up with the chiddush that the kana mikan has to be a minimum thickness of an inch. Sometimes they use poles that are less than an inch. Okay, so use a pole that has a thickness of an inch. Let's see, chav ches and chav tes we covered already. Maybe we'll start chapter Hey, and we'll have to finish next week. B'tzoyis Hashem. After you make your Tzuras HaPesach, so the whole city is one bigger, the whole bungalow town, the whole thing is one big happy Rishus HaYochid. But Reuben's family lives here, Shimon's family lives here, so that's Takona Shleim HaMelech. If you live in an apartment building, and different families live in a different apartment, so you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to the other, from one apartment to the hallway, from the hallway to the apartment, unless he put away an Erev. An Erev in Yiddish, we refer to the Tzuras HaPesach as an Erev. But in the Lashon HaGemara, the Erev is the Baks HaMatzah, that's on B'shutfas by all of the people. So the Erev means that I live in 26A. There are around 100 apartments in my building. So I live there, al derech hapshat. If the other Jewish families leave a challah in my apartment, so we consider it as if they also live here. I don't have to put a challah, I live there. But the others who don't live in my apartment, if they leave a challah, so it's considered as if everybody lives in my apartment and nobody asks on anybody else. So that's the institution of Eruv Chatzeres, that you have to put away a box of matzahs. If you didn't put the box of matzahs, you're not allowed to carry from the apartment to the hallways. And the hallways in 26 Bennett, where I live, in the lobby, they're nice couches. Now you can't get into the building without somebody buzzing you in. But years ago, guys would take girls on dates. It was a very nice place to sit, like in a lobby in a hotel. It used to be very nice. Now it's sugeris and sugeris. You can't get into the lobby without notifying someone. So the shaila is, on Shabbos, let's say we have a box of matzah, we have an Eruv Chatzeres, what if you wouldn't have? So the Gemara says you're permitted to move the chairs or the couches in the lobby. So it means the lobby is a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Carmelis. So how come you're not allowed to carry from the apartments into the lobby? So that's what next week we'll pick up from that. What's the nature of that din of Shlomo HaMelech? Okay? Got to run to Mincha.
The building that's inside of
Rishus HaYachid. When you have a Rishus, I mean, Minatarga is a Rishus HaYachid. So Minatarga, not something Rishus HaYachid, but it's a
I don't want to confuse this last way. I mean, I can try, but...